That set the scene for Wednesday night, with Kurt Simmons opposing Jim Bunning as our Cardinals went for the sweep. The honorary mayor of Memphis, Tennessee, Tim McCarver, gave us a second-inning lead.
Two balls and a strike. Here's a fifth. There's a drive. Way back! It might be! It could be! It is! A home run! What did I say about one on the roof? McCarver just hit his ninth home out of the air. The Cardinals lead 2-0.
And that lead stood up. Another lefty, rookie Gordon Richardson, relieves Simmons when the Phillies threaten mildly in the late going. Here's how it ended.
Two balls, two strikes. From the belt, the pitch. Here it is. A bouncing ball. They should do it. The Cardinals are in first place. The Redbirds win it 8-5. Gordon Richardson being congratulated. As Bobby Wine bounced to Grote, who tossed to Javier for the force out. And now the pressure has been put on by the Cardinals. The Cardinals have taken over first place, pending the outcome of the Cincinnati game.
That one really did some pending, until past 1 a.m., as Harry and I sat in a darkened and deserted Busch Stadium. We were receiving direct reports from Cincinnati on the progress of that game. It was in the top of the 16th, still a scoreless duel. A rookie catcher named Jerry May was hitting for the Pirates. And we, like you, heard this good news.
He gets a big run there at third. The ball is butted on the squeeze. We score!
And away!
Jerry May executed a perfect squeeze bunt, and they were looking for anything but that, and the Bucks put on the suicide squeeze. Turned down and broke, and the ball was butted perfectly along third, and the Pirates lead 1-0.
Harry Carey was, as usual, calm and collected self as we listened to the bottom of the 16th.
16, upon occasion, you know, has been called a hot dog. He called himself that. But one time he said, "You think I'm a hot dog now? Wait till I win 20. One, two pitch. Ground ball. Schofield's got it at second. Throws. And it was off the bag, but Clendenin grabbed and tagged him. One out.
Two more. Let's go. One, two, three, and out. No thrills. You've got a tremendous job, Jim.
Here's a ground ball. Hit the Schofield. The duck is up. Throw to first. Two outs, Harry.
One more, baby.
Two men out. One more out. And your Redbirds will be in first place. You can see the pressure on the Bucks. I mean, Verdon is walking around in circles out in center field. Mota was doing the same thing in right. And Mazeroski drawing little designs with his feet down at second base. No balls, two strikes on Pinson. McBean is ready. Here comes the pitch to Veda. It's a ground ball to the right side. Mazeroski has it. You're in first place, Harry.
Hey!